You were talking before about family and God and country, and it seems like in the 90s it's not that important anymore in a lot of quarters. And it's nice to see that you've done a play called Jukebox Dreams about your own experiences in the 50s with a doo-wop group called the Four Gents.
Yeah.
And the 50s were kind of a nice, you know, leave it to Beaver time where
Well, you know,
that was
also
important.
Was a time in which there was a, you know, and I hate to sound so goody-goody about things, but I think there was a certain sense of goody-goody value, a value system that's important. At least as a mixture of a lot of the values that we call contemporary values. Because, you know, the 50s was a time when, as I say in the play, you know, when pleases and thank yous were ordinary.
Mm.
You know, when you just had better respect your elders. It was a time for good manners and respect. And I think that all societies, when they lose that, they lose the basis, the core, the cornerstone of what we're about. And I know, for instance, that whatever crisis I came along with in life, Mark, you know, the thing that I remember, and I'm 50 years old now, and I hope that my kids, you know, respond to it in the manner which I did. But my parents brought me up in a way that I would never want to embarrass them. And so if I did something wrong in my life, and I have, as we all have, here or there, in one way or another, I always wanted to put on a braking system because basically I would never want to embarrass them. And I think that has saved my overall outlook in the career I've had. You know, I've had my ups and my downs, but it's always kept me up and looking up because of my upbringing. And one of the things that the Lost in the 50s show does, is, aside from entertain people, hopefully, is to get that, you know, that feeling across.